You can scream and shout with all your might, dig in your heels and hold on tight. Either you are wrong or I am right.
Friends and enemies. Does anybody remember when we were told that homosexuals just wanted to be treated like everyone else? They didn't want any special privileges. They just wanted the same right to get married that everyone else has. And then we were forced to bake cakes for their marriages. Does anyone remember when we were told that single women could raise children on their own? And the children didn't need fathers, and the children would grow up to be happy, normal, well-adjusted adults. This was before all of those children were on medication for their personalities, and we had a generation of school shooters. Does anybody remember when we were told that women would never lie about being raped? Pound me too. Does anybody remember when we were told that the Zoomers were having less sex than previous generations? And then the great one looked up the rate of sexually transmitted diseases in the population of the United States, did a podcast about it, and put the screenshots in the show notes. Does anybody remember when we were told any degree is a good degree? And then every barista working at Starbucks has a college diploma. Does anybody remember? And you may not remember this if you weren't in the line of fire like we are here in Colorado. But here in the People's Republic of Colorado, we were told by the people, I use the term people loosely, as I often do, that legalizing marijuana would be a good thing. Be all this tax money, we could use it, of course, for education, otherwise known as babysitting, because all of these single mothers have to go to work at Starbucks with their liberal arts degrees, and so they need babysitting for their children, so we need to pump more money into the schools. We were told, and perhaps wherever you are, I don't know what state you live in or what country you live in, maybe you're being told this also. Maybe you're hearing this right now. You see, here in the Soviet Socialist Republic of Colorado, in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, you see, we were told that legalizing marijuana would result in all this tax money that could be used for doing all these wonderful things. And one of the main thrusts of the marijuana legalization crowd was to constantly hammer over our heads that, unlike alcohol and unlike tobacco, marijuana does not have any negative health effects and is not addictive. That's all we heard, that over and over and over. There was an entire lobbying group. I don't remember what they're called. Their entire focus was pointing out that alcohol causes, you know, liver problems and all these health problems and is addictive. You have alcoholics, and that marijuana does not cause any health problems, and marijuana is non-addictive. Does anybody remember when we were told that abortion is not murder because it's an unviable tissue mass? Ladies and gentlemen, friends and enemies, Colorado State University, Rocky Mountain Collegian, Thursday, November the 7th, the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2019, Volume 129, Issue Number 25. Front page. Text-based cannabis counseling study could help student addicts. Does anybody remember when we were told that marijuana is non-addictive? Does anybody remember when we were told that the Zoomers were going to save the United States because, right, they're just so much more conservative than the millennials? They even have less sex. Text-based cannabis counseling study could help student, those would be Zoomers, addicts. Well, I'm confused. I thought marijuana was not addictive. If marijuana is not addictive, there can be no such thing as a cannabis addict. Since Colorado legalized the recreational use of cannabis in 2004, Colorado's stoner culture has skyrocketed, leading to marijuana tourist guides, a 420 festival, and more. However, some researchers have found marijuana to be addicting and detrimental to health. I'm pretty sure I could do about 12 hours of podcasting on that sentence alone. Once again, maybe you have not heard this depending on where you are, okay? I am here in Colorado. I'm good friends with somebody who devoted her life to getting marijuana legalized. She's the same girl I talk about who had a baby because she just did not want to be inconvenienced with having a second abortion because it was just so, not even traumatic, it was just the fact that she just had to go and get the baby vacuumed out of her cooch was just such an inconvenience that she didn't want to get another abortion, so she just had the kid. I wonder if she's ever going to tell her son that the only reason he's alive is because she just didn't really feel like getting an abortion that day because it would have been a little bit of an inconvenience for her. And given the magic of the internet, it's probably possible to find traces of all the propaganda that was shoved down the throat of people in Colorado during the move to legalize marijuana. And all we heard over and over and over was that unlike alcohol, marijuana doesn't cause health problems and is non-addictive. That's all we are over and over and over and over and over. Marijuana, it's non-addictive. Nobody's ever become addicted to marijuana. There's no addiction to marijuana. Marijuana is not a gateway drug. It doesn't cause addiction. You can use marijuana as much as you want. You can just stop anytime because it's not addictive. There's no health problems associated with marijuana. None. If you drink a lot, you get liver problems. Or you smoke a lot, you get lung cancer. Marijuana? No, there's no health problems whatsoever associated with marijuana. Now, on the other hand, because see, honest to God, this can go either way. On the one hand, if you expect me to believe that smoking dope isn't detrimental to your health because you're inhaling smoke into your lungs, and if you expect me to believe that smoking dope isn't addictive because anything that makes you happy is addictive. I'm drinking a glass of red wine right now. You can become addicted to that. You can become addicted to hiking. You can become addicted to girls. You can become addicted to sex. You can become addicted to listening to podcasts. If you're dumb enough to believe that smoking marijuana doesn't, and keep in mind what they're saying. They're saying that smoking dope, the people who wanted to legalize it back in the day, we're saying that smoking dope absolutely, positively doesn't cause health problems and is not addictive. At no point did they ever say something such as, well, the health problems caused by marijuana smoking are much less than smoking cigarettes. And at no point did they ever say, well, smoking marijuana is less addictive than drinking alcohol. No, there was no scale. It was zero. You could smoke all the dope you wanted. There would be no health effects, no addiction, and most certainly smoking dope doesn't make you stupider. See, those are all stereotypes perpetuated by people who are anti-marijuana. Now, on the other hand, some researchers have discovered that smoking dope is addictive and detrimental to health. So these researchers, who might be the same researchers who think there's no such thing as race, could be the same researchers who believe in global warming. Maybe it's the same researchers who think that Zoomers are having less sex. These researchers who have discovered that marijuana is addictive. I wonder if these researchers stand to make any money treating marijuana addiction. It's kind of like asking, I wonder if researchers who study ADHD stand to make any money by claiming that people have ADHD. No, it couldn't be. That couldn't be it. It's crazy talk. To help college-age students, that would be Zoomers, who might struggle with cannabis addiction, except that you can't get addicted to marijuana, right? That's what we were told by the experts. When they wanted to legalize marijuana. See, you can't get addicted to marijuana. There's no such thing as marijuana addiction. Nobody is addicted to marijuana. People get addicted to cigarettes. We should make those illegal. People get addicted to alcohol. Okay, but nobody gets addicted to marijuana. It's perfectly safe to legalize marijuana because you can't get addicted to marijuana. Yet here, we have some researchers who want to help college-age students who might struggle with, well, cannabis addiction. I wonder if they're going to make any money helping these college-age students who are struggling with cannabis addiction. Now let's bring in the next level, because I haven't talked about this book in a while. This book is titled Addiction is a Choice. It's written by Jeffrey A. Schallinger, whose name I'm probably mispronouncing, S-C-H-A-L-E-R, Sierra Charlie Hotel, Alpha, Lima, Echo, Romeo, just to prove that I was in the military and I know the fucking alphabet. As he puts forth in this book, which I highly recommend you read, and it primarily focuses on alcohol addiction, but also on other stuff, there is no such thing as addiction. Addiction is not a disease. Addiction is a choice. That's why the book is called Addiction is a Choice. Having once been what would be classified as an alcoholic, and I've talked about this ad nauseum in the past on this podcast, not any time lately. I can tell you that I did a shit ton of alcohol consumption because I chose to. It was not beyond my control. I didn't have a disease. And I sure as hell didn't need counseling. I drank too much booze because I chose to, and I stopped drinking too much booze because I chose to. If you have not read the book, Addiction is a Choice, I highly recommend you pick it up. There are very few times in the average person's life, in my life certainly, when you actually change other people's, maybe not even change, but at least get other people to think, right? Really, truly to get other people to think. Two times I've done that in my life is when I was in Toastmasters, and I was not a one-trick, I've also talked about this ad nauseum, I was not a one-trick pony, but I did occasionally talk about politics, and this is back when I was a libertarian, not an anarcho-capitalist, I almost said anarcho-communist, now what the fuck was going through my mind there. But after a speech I did on libertarianism in some sense or whatever, and I don't even remember what the speech was, unfortunately, one of the people in the group came to me and he said something along the lines of, you know, I remember what it was. I did an extensively researched speech on why I was opposed to legalizing homosexual marriage. And as I explained, I'm opposed to the government having anything to do with marriage. And the very short story is, the very short version of the speech is, why do you need permission from the government to get married? We know the real reasons, because marriage is a contract between a man, a woman, and the government, and the government wants to cut. But in a truly free society, and I know the conservatives listening to this podcast are shitting themselves right now because I just insinuated that you don't need permission from the government to get married. But I explain this with extensive research and detail and history and everything else. And when it was done, one of the people in the group came up to me and he said something along the lines of, I've never thought of it like that. You made a really good case, you know. And he's just, I need to think about this. And you don't hear that very often, right? When have you ever talked to somebody else about politics or philosophy or economics or social whatevers, right? And the person says to you, wow, you know, I never thought about that. I really need to think that over because you're making some good points. How often does that happen? The other time that happened, also at Toastmasters, I gave a speech based on the book Addiction is a Choice, in which I also used both his data from the book and his conclusions and thought processes and thought experiments, and then also anecdotal evidence from my own life, not just from me stopping alcohol, but from my grandmother stopping smoking and all this other stuff. And once again, after that, I had a girl in the group come up to me and she said, yeah, I've never thought of anything like that at all. I'm going to read this book. I really need. And she became a convert on the whole addiction thing. So every once in a great while, you can actually get a new thought to permeate another person's brain. And I know I'll sit here and I'll tell you that getting a new thought to permeate another person's brain is impossible. Statistically, it's impossible. But every once in a while, it happens. Is anybody actually addicted to cannabis? No, because there's no such thing as addiction. They're choosing to smoke a lot of dope. The question is, and this Jeffrey talks about this in the book, why are people choosing to drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes or do drugs, be they legal or illegal drugs? That's the question. To sit here and say, oh, they're addicted. No. Nobody's addicted. It's a choice. Why are the Zoomers? I mean, they're going to college. They're going to get a degree. Any degree is a good degree. Why are the Zoomers smoking so much dope? But let's continue reading because there's a lot to get through here. Colorado State University researcher Doug Coatsworth has partnered with the University of Tennessee, Knoxville's Michael Mason, to develop a text-based counseling system. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, hold on, great one. What is a text-based counseling system? What the fuck? Because it says right here in the headline, text-based cannabis counseling. You say, wait, they're going to send people text messages? Yes. Because you see, the Zoomers are so lacking in social skills, they can't even go to a head shrink and just sit there and talk to the charlatan like old people do. Yes. These researchers are going to provide counseling for Zoomers, who are the future of America and more conservative and have less sex, by sending them text messages. Two researchers are going to send text messages to Zoomers with the intention of getting the Zoomers to smoke less dope. The only thing I can think of that's more pathetic than that would be if it actually worked. Quote, the study is intended to reach out to college-aged people, they don't have to be students here, who are using marijuana at levels they're not really comfortable with, unquote, Coatsworth said. These are people who are using dope, smoking dope, and they're using cannabis. They're using marijuana. No, they're smoking dope. Once again, let's call things what they are. Let's start with that. Okay? Trannies are mentally ill. Let's call things what they are. Leftists are fascist. Leftists are evil. Conservatives are stupid. Abortion is murder. Taxation is theft. Single mothers are school shooter creators. Call things what they are. They're smoking dope at levels they're not comfortable with. Wow, no, did they get consent? Man, I'm smoking a lot of dope, man. Dude, I'm a Zoomer, dude. I'm 19, dude. Dude, I'm 19, man, dude. I'm smoking a lot of dope, dude. I'm not comfortable with the amount of dope I'm smoking, dude. And I'm getting a diploma in international relations, dude. And I'm not comfortable with the amount of dope I'm smoking, dude.
Why don't you smoke less dope?
Dude, I can't smoke less dope, dude. Because that would be, dude. That would be like having agency, dude. Dude, I didn't have a father figure in the home, dude. I don't know anything about agency, dude. Dude.
Okay, if you're doing anything at levels you're not comfortable with, why don't you just stop doing it? Given how expensive marijuana is, and I don't actually know how expensive marijuana is because I haven't bought any, but I know it's not cheap. I also know this because this is relevant. This is not a tangent because much like the Laughter at Humanity show by the goddamn Bacon. By the way, Bacon, you and I are going to have words because you said something on your podcast that I take issue with. We'll talk about that later. The goddamn Bacon. Wait, what? See, I've already lost track. How did I get to the goddamn Bacon? Laughter at Humanity. Where was I going? I wasn't tangenting because this was relevant. Oh, yes. All right, now I remember. Whew, save. I still don't know what the Bacon has to do with this. How'd I get on the Bacon? I'll figure it out later. Anyway. Oh, because Bacon never tangents on his show. Right? Laughter at Humanity podcast is a completely tangent-free zone. So if it's a great one, you tangent. No, this is not a tangent. This is related. The part about Bacon, oh, but that's not a tangent either because that's related because Bacon and I never tangent. That's what it's like when you're professionals like us. We won't say professional what's. Anyway, he is at thegoddamnbacon.com. I was talking to some friends right before Halloween, and she was talking about how she got some because, well, this is my friend Rachel, has the blood clots, right? And so she's been taking some cannabis edibles to help with the pain. And we were talking about the cannabis little gummy bears or whatever, and we're talking about Halloween, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, it'd be the greatest thing ever. Get a bunch of cannabis candy and give it to kids at Halloween. Because, you know, if we want to go back to making marijuana illegal, start getting cannabis candy into the hands of children. By the way, I should also point, in addition to pointing out that addiction is a choice and there's no such thing as addiction, you know, as an anarcho-capitalist, and so everybody knows where I'm coming from, I need to point this out also, okay? Well, great one. Are you saying marijuana should be illegal? No, I'm not. Well, so you're saying it should be legal? No, I'm not. Okay, for the stupid people, marijuana should not be legal or illegal. And I know it's really hard for you to understand that because you're a statist fuck. Okay, to make anything, let's say marijuana illegal, means that the government, which is funded by taxation, which is theft, will spend a bunch of money they steal from people who earn the money to stop other people from smoking marijuana. To legalize marijuana means that the government will steal a bunch of money from people who work for a living to fund a system under which people will have and receive permission from the government to sell the marijuana, which will, of course, be taxed. Right? So either way, it involves more government. Legalizing or criminalizing anything simply involves more fucking government. Thus, marijuana, like most things, should be neither legal or illegal. If you want to smoke the dope, smoke the dope. There's no regulation on it. If you don't want to smoke the dope, don't smoke the dope. There's no regulations on it. But the normie conformies and the statists, they can't figure this out. Because you're slaves. Once again, let's call things what they are. You're a slave. Okay, if you think the government needs to make things legal or illegal, in other words, if you think the government needs to either forbid you from doing X or give you permission to do X, you are a slave. I don't have a problem with people smoking dope. I have a problem with my tax money subsidizing them smoking dope. These researchers work for universities. Where do researchers at universities get their money from? Taxes. I'm subsidizing all of this. That's the part I have a problem with. If I'm not subsidizing people smoking dope, people can smoke all the dope they want. I don't give a flying fuck. So anyhow, I said, oh my God, OMG, like totally, like, oh my God, Tiffany, we should give out cannabis edibles at Halloween, like cannabis gummy bears, oh my God. And Rachel says, that is actually a great idea, but I'm like, what? She says, do you know how much that shit costs? I'm like, no, you tell me. She said, 12 cannabis gummy bears are $24. I'm like, okay, fuck that. No, I'm not. I mean, dude, I was going to say, I would invest like $100, maybe $200. But I mean, all right, how much can you get for $200? Apparently not that much. And it wouldn't go far. I mean, you would need to flood the Halloween candy market with cannabis. Because if like 7 or 8 kids get high, that would be something, but that's not enough. I want like 200 kids the day after Halloween tripping. The hilarity. And see, here's the thing. Oh my God, I can't believe you'd give cannabis to children. Oh, I'm sorry. Does anybody remember when the pro-marijuana lobby was trying to legalize marijuana, when they told us that marijuana doesn't cause health problems and is not addictive? What could possibly be wrong with feeding cannabis, which doesn't cause health problems and is not addictive, to children? I mean, we can give these children hormone blockers. Why can't we give them cannabis? Cannabis doesn't cause health problems and is not addictive. ''80% of the population needs to be exterminated. It's just a fact. You can hate me all you want. It doesn't change the fact. Coatsworth continues, quote, they may want to change. They don't really know exactly how to change. And maybe they don't really want to go to counseling, unquote. So they're using marijuana at levels they're not really comfortable with. They may want to change. They don't really know exactly how to change. They don't know how to smoke less dope. Zoomers may not know how to smoke less dope. I'm going to college and I'm getting my business degree, but I have no idea how to smoke less dope. I'm majoring in communications and my name is Tiffany, and I don't know how to smoke less dope. Yeah, I'm a feminist and I'm majoring in gender studies, and I have no idea how to smoke less dope. I'm Becky, and I'm 20, and I want to help the children, and I'm majoring in psychology, and I don't know how to smoke less dope. They may not know. I mean, they can't figure out, how do we smoke less dope? Well, I don't know. Has anybody thought maybe we could Google it? Alexa, how do I smoke less dope? And the cuckservatives, you're just masturbating to the Zoomers. Oh, they're so conservative. Oh, they have less sex. Oh my God, the Zoomers. The Zoomers are here to save us. And I'm never going to make it through this article. We're already at 42 minutes. I don't have a chance in hell of finishing this in one episode. I'm telling you, I could spend years. This one article, I could make. This is like 50 hours of podcasting. My God. Oh my God. Coatsworth said the study is only beginning, and CSU plans to do a preliminary study, which my tax money will pay for, where it will recruit some students to simply give information on their patterns of cannabis use. But the study will officially start in the spring. These students who are recruited into the official study will receive around 4 texts per day over the course of 5 weeks, Coatsworth said. These texts are intended to help individuals make changes in their lives around reducing cannabis use. To put that into English, the Zoomers are going to smoke less dope because of text messages financed with my tax money. Now, what I'm interested in and what we don't know is what are the magic words that are going to be in these text messages, which are somehow magically going to influence Zoomers to smoke less dope. Now remember, these are Zoomers. These are people they may not be able to figure out on their own how to smoke less dope. But this magic text message is going to contain words that are going to inform the Zoomer how to smoke less dope. I really want to know what these text messages say. I really want to know this. The article, by the way, in the CSU Collegian, is accompanied by 3 photographs of cannabis, making it look, you know, very appealing. So we're talking about how people are addicted to cannabis, even though marijuana is not addictive, according to the people who pushed for its legalization. And we include, along with the article about how marijuana is addictive and people need help to smoke less dope, three pictures glamorizing marijuana. Perhaps the next article you see about the Pound Me Too movement should have some pictures of Harvey Weinstein looking really sexy. Quote, participants complete surveys at the beginning of their treatment, and this information is used to individually tailor the four-week intervention. Unquote. Manson wrote in an... Charles Manson is a different guy. Mason wrote in an email to the Collegian. The emails will be tailored to each individual stoner. Quote, approximately 8 personalized interactive texts are sent to participants every other day for a month, and participants also can access booster messages at any time. I mean, seriously, is it just me or is this not the most pathetic thing you've ever heard in your fucking life? I mean, there's so many levels of patheticness. Okay, let's start. Pathetic level number one, Zoomer. Pathetic level number two, going to college. Pathetic level number three, probably for a liberal arts degree. Pathetic level number four, we'll call him PL. PL4. Smokes dope. PL5, smokes too much dope. PL6, can't figure out how to smoke less dope. PL7 signs up for a program where researchers will send you text messages to help you smoke less dope. PL8, need to access booster messages in a desperate attempt to smoke less dope. Mason wrote that the study is important because he will get funding for it, and since he can't get a real job, he has to parasite off of the taxpayers, and he sees this as an opportunity to, much as one group of people cashed in on a made-up disease, ADHD, he could cash in on a made-up addiction to people smoking dope and make a shit ton of money without ever having to do any real work in his fucking worthless life. Oh, I'm sorry, that's actually not what it says, but that's what it should say if there was any actual journalism to be found at the CSU Collegian. Mason wrote that the study is important because of the addictive nature of cannabis. He said that while many people believe the drug is not addictive, it actually is. That's fascinating because during the propaganda blitz to legalize marijuana in the People's Republic of Colorado, we were told over and 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 over. Over and over. We were told marijuana is not addictive. Remember when we were told abortion's not murder? Remember when we were told that trannies are not mentally ill? Remember when we were told homosexuals just wanted the same rights everybody else has? Remember when we were told any degree is a good degree? Remember when we were told that a woman don't need no man to raise children? quote, it has the ability to interfere with people's lives. Mason wrote, quote, but it's a small percentage of people that try, that are going to progress to that level. Approximately 9% of people who use marijuana will develop cannabis use disorder. Nine percent of dope smokers are addicted. Think about that, because we're going to delve into that in the next episode, because there's a little bit more going on there than you might realize.